Welcome to Call My Lawyer, a podcast where I discuss pop culture and give my unpopular opinions. I'm your host, Chelsea, and everything on this podcast is completely alleged unless stated otherwise. Follow me as I spiral into oblivion, and always remember, if you don't agree with my personal opinions, call my lawyer. Mwah. This episode is going to be a little different, mainly because there isn't a specific subject I'll be talking about today, but a few opinions I have surrounding some hot topics from this week's headlines. When I say I've been living under a rock because I haven't heard anything about the Murdoch trials until about 2 weeks ago, my dad first watched the documentary on Netflix, and then I watched it with my mom about a week later. Y'all, this is the prime example of privilege. The amount of people that were legit terrified of this family is so alarming and infuriating. I feel so much for the friends of Paul Murdoch, who were so young and their lives were forever warped at the hands of negligence of the Murdoch family. Specifically because Paul was a rich kid that never had to face consequences, his granddaddy would always be a phone call away, ready to take care of any situation his grandson had gotten himself into. And by doing that, I feel they raised a monster. Once I was finished with the Netflix documentary, I went back and I watched the Oxygen one from 2021, which was also so insane because those bodies were not even cold yet. I wonder why none of Paul's friends were on the Oxygen documentary. Were they not aware of it at the time, or was it too soon? I imagine it would be too soon. The amount of people that feared the Murdochs and also refused to speak to reporters covering the story is beyond wild to me. Usually when tragedy happens, especially in smaller towns, everyone wants to be the first to insert themselves, the first to know the details, the first to be able to run and tell anybody that will listen. And with this community, it was the complete opposite, and I thought that was so weird. I think that alone should have raised a couple flags. And then the man that found Mallory's body found her within 12 minutes of being on the creek, which reminds me of the Kylie Rodney case. And let me just say, I do support the Blue, but there is no possible way they keep fumbling these fucking cases. I truly feel bad for the community and all they've gone through, not even in the past few years, but I'd imagine decades of bullshit. I hope they can finally find peace in knowing some sort of justice was served. While we're on the subject of unsolved mysteries, GTF baby, Jim Tan, find out what the fucking tea is behind the girlies of Jersey Shore versus Lauren's and Nikki. I refuse to believe the little spit spat that happened last season of Family Vacation, where Lauren and Jenny both agreed to block or unfollow Angelina, would have spilled over into an actual dislike of one another. Or Ange and Nikki's fight over wine, which, by the way, Nikki was still wild for that. Something about Nikki's energy has always turned me off. I can't pinpoint what it is, but I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. But I need to know what's happening. None of the Jersey Shore girls supported Lauren's skincare line. None of them attended her baby shower besides Nikki, I think. And they don't post each other on birthdays, which brings me back to last episode where I said I didn't believe they were close anymore. Now they're all just co-stars. But something did happen behind the scenes, and I've made it my mission to figure out what it is. Either way, I am Team OG. And while we're choosing teams, let's debate this. Are you Team Haley or Team Selena? Personally, I don't really care for either. I think they've both done some mean girl shit, but Selena seems to play victim. I wholeheartedly believe Justin is still and will always be in love with Selena. I think she'll always be the one that got away. And I think that they met each other very, very early in life. Definitely right person, wrong time type of deal. You can tell me a lot of things, but what you won't tell me is that justice wasn't written with Selena in the back and front of his mind. Of course, the internet is eating this shit up. The internet is such a wild, wild place. the same people that speak out on cyberbullying are the same that will attack the shit out of a public figure weekly, and the things they say are beyond hurtful. I don't think people truly understand how atrocious they sound, and that someday their words will probably cost a life. This is why cancel culture will never ever work. Do I believe people should be called out on their bullshit? Absolutely. But you can't pick and choose who you're going to call out and who you're gonna let slide. If you're going to call someone out for being a literal piece of shit, don't you dare keep your mouth closed when your favorite crosses the line. Let's also keep in mind that celebrities are human. Do some of them use their fame to mask their bullshit? Hell yeah. I think we should stop putting people on a pedestal just because they're a celebrity. Humans make mistakes. You've made mistakes, your mama has made a mistake, your friends make mistakes. There's quite literally no such thing as perfect, and you've got to allow that to marinate in your little bird brains before you get online and spew absolute fuckery. The fact that people have the audacity to sit behind a screen and comment on Justin's younger siblings' social media pages, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? There's not a single fucking ounce of common sense that runs through that mind of yours that says, this is not a fucking slay. This is the most ugly shit I've seen, and unfortunately, we see it far too often. Every fucking week. This past week, I asked my Instagram what was a hill people were willing to die on. My hill is that Justin settled for Haley. Justin and Selena both jumped back into a relationship after their breakup and had a lot of unresolved issues, and I'm just an outsider looking in, so don't come for me. If you add substance abuse and a lot of toxicity and trauma bonding to the mix, it's not going to end well, and it didn't. He tried to get over her by getting under someone else. Yes, Haley. She's always been attracted to the lifestyle. She's always been lurking in the shadows. And when the opportunity came, when any woman with good faith, morals, or any type of clear conscience would have said, now isn't the time, she didn't. She welcomed him with open arms, open legs, and an open mouth. It's been a dumpster fire from the very beginning. And they've been dealing with the hate from the beginning. And I think deep down she has to know that, and that's why she's acting very Regina George. Selena Gomez will always be Selena Gomez with or without Justin, but Hailey will never be anything without being Hailey Bieber, and I stand on that. But I also think that Justin needs to be by himself. He needs time to heal. He's dealt with so much in his lifetime with his family, with his dirty, sticky finger-ass manager, with the people he surrounded himself with, and with the people he chooses to date. I don't think he's ever taken a moment to just sit back and reflect on his life, and I think the people around him are all yes men, including Haley, which is why I don't think she's a good choice for him either. And I'm telling you, you do not want or need people around that are scared to tell you the truth, scared to tell you when you're fucking up or when you need to go harder, scared to hurt your feelings. Scared that if they ever go against you, they will lose their cash cow. And that's exactly what everyone in his life is. If you enjoy yes men, I genuinely hope you seek therapy. The people that tell you you're acting like a piece of shit or not handling a situation in the right way, the people that aren't scared to tell you the truth, knowing it's going to hurt your feelings in the moment, those are the people that actually give a shit about you. And those are the people that you really need in your life. And unfortunately, he doesn't have those people. Also, if I was Haley, I would have been packed my bags. I have not ever seen a single post, comment, or interview of him defending her. Remember all those videos where he used to fire back at anyone that has something negative to say about him and Selena, or just Selena in general? Sure, he makes posts with Haley, but he's not defending her. I'd be fucking livid. Like, have my back. Instead, he's just chilling. Probably enjoying the glory of the world, wishing he was still with Selena, because deep down, he too wishes he went to bed with her every single night. Selena's better than me because I would have just sent a simple text and carried on with my day. And for Kylie Jenner to chime in on the drama isn't very cute of her. And if you know me or have been following me for a while, you know I'm a Kardashian fan. Do I think they're calculated with things they do? Yes. But I also think everyone in the public eye is. Public figures are very much aware they're being birdwatched. Every post they make is well thought out, every caption, every emoji. They have chosen these specific posts, read and reread them before posting. Hell, I even do it sometimes, and I'm not a public figure in the least. I do believe both Jenner sisters can be catty. Would I be lying if I said it wasn't female nature? I think Kylie has her own issues to deal with, especially with that slime ball of baby father of hers, but I also get she's human. And no one can ever look at me in my face and tell me they don't like or care for drama because I'd call you a fucking liar. I see it on my page daily. I make a post that's genuine, no interaction, but let me post some drama, views, DMs, comments, everything. And that's okay, it's human nature. We're all into it. But one thing I won't ever stand for is actually bullying people just because, and I don't want to hear no shit about Jordan Woods. If you can honestly sit there and say you'd let that shit slide, you're wild. Jordan was wrong, she knew she was wrong, and I know a couple bitches that will pull up in a four-door Altima ready to roll heads over that type of shit. We all know Tristan Thompson is a dog-faced ass man. But Jordan crossed lines. And if you think what she did was okay, please don't ever come around me. You cannot be trusted. And the best part is about all of this is all internet drama, and none of us even know what goes on behind closed doors. There's a possibility it's all nothing. Nothing beyond the internet. Like, what a fucking shock. People are in an uproar, tossing fire, and these people are just living their lives. Now that we're talking about Kylie's friends, let's talk about Miss Stassi Baby. She's now dating Jaden fucking Hostler, and I am so here for this. I don't think anyone understands like how excited I am for this. Jaden's a TikToker that rose to fame with the rest of them in the wee hours of 2020. And he was part of the Sway House for a while with Josh Richards and Bryce Hall and a few others. And publicly, he dated Mads Lewis when they were like kids, 17 to 19. And then Jaden did a song with Nessa Barrett called Letty Die. And this pissed off a whole teeny bopping community. Not the song, but the news that came with the song. Jaden and Mads were off again, on again for about a little over a year, and Jaden's best friend Josh was dating Nessa for about the same time frame. And I've always assumed that this didn't happen intentionally, but I could be wrong. I don't know these people. But from what I've heard, I think that Jaden and Nessa's managers wanted them to get closer to really sell the song. And I think in the beginning it was a PR that turned into a reality. But they were kids and shit happened. So Mads reposted a fan edit of Jaden and Nessa, and the whole TikTok universe went up in smoke. Mads lost her boyfriend, and Josh lost his best friend and his girlfriend. And Jaden and Nessa gained each other and a gold record, so it was a win for them. But within the year, they called it quits. I think Mads got young Jaden, who didn't know any better, and then Nessa got Demon Time Jaden, who had just gotten a taste of fame and music. And Stas got the best Jaden. Last year, he lost his best friend Cooper Noriega to an overdose in June, and he has spent the past year healing and finding ways to cope through life. He's in his healing era, older and smarter, and I think it's the best version of him that we've seen thus far. And I think that him being with Stas, it's something he's not used to at all. She doesn't do drama for the internet. She keeps all of her personal life offline, so I think this will be the most healthy relationship he's ever been in that we are aware of. And I'm all the way here for this. You guys, I could not make this shit up if I fucking tried. As I'm recording, photos from Justin Bieber's birthday have been uploaded. And the first ones I saw were on his account, so we can only assume he posted these. These are not posted by friends and he was tagged in them. They were posted by him on his account. And in every photo, you can see him laughing, joking, hugging with everyone he had taken photos with. And the two photos that he has with Haley, he looks fucking miserable. There could have been any type of photo that he posted. He could have played it up. He could have faked a smile. He chose to post those two photos. And I think that alone says a lot. In the midst of all this drama, his wife is being dragged through the fucking mud, and he decides to post those photos. He's not wearing a wedding band. And then he rolls his sleeve up to show off his Selena tattoo. It's a little things that this is exactly why the internet is how they are, because he could have done anything and posted a happy photo with Haley just to shut people up, and he chose to do the opposite of that. Do I think that they're gonna last? Probably not. Like I said, if I was Haley, I would have been gone. But I think that they have some sort of mutual agreement, and that lasts until about September of this year. I could be wrong, but if they end up breaking up at the end of the year, I've been saying it for a while now. Yeah, that's a good fucking update. Those pictures blow my mind. And then they handed out souvenirs, I guess, at the end of the party or whatever. And I don't know what the hell this is, but it's metal, and engraved in the metal, it says, "I'm so thankful that I didn't end up with what I thought I wanted." First of all, be fucking for real. Why would you, one, hand that out at a birthday party? And two, what the fuck does that have to do with a birthday to begin with? That's something you would hand out at a wedding, which, by the way, if no one finds it weird that they got married so hush-hush, look into that. There's a lot of conspiracy around it, and I'm following very close. But that's just the oddest thing to hand out at your birthday party, especially during a time like this. Very calculated, but also weird. Very, very weird. And if you made it to the end of this episode, I genuinely appreciate you. I know I rambled a lot about things that you guys probably don't care about, but I do have quite a few people in my DMs always asking me my opinions about certain things, so I just figured I would use this time to really talk about how I feel about situations going on right now. And on that note, I'm going to sign out. Remember that you can follow me on Instagram at CabsAreHere with 3 E's. And until next time, bye.